Welcome to week 3, video 8, Where is Our Sanctuary? One area that many couples struggle with is finding a place of their own, a sanctuary in their own home, a place where you can rest and rejuvenate and get away from the kids and the world and everything that's coming at the two of you. So in today's video, we're going to go over some questions to help you guys find that place. To find an area where you guys can rest and rejuvenate together to be physically intimate and possibly be sexually intimate. For all intents and purposes, when I talk about a sanctuary here in the DiLorenzo home, that's mine and Elisa's bedroom. For you, it may be something somewhere else. And that is your first question. What room or place would you consider to be your sanctuary? Not your spouse's sanctuary. What is your sanctuary? The next one is, how does that space make you feel right now? Is it something that rejuvenates you, that you get energy out of, or does it zap your energy? The next question is, how you want to feel in that space? What do you want that space allow for you? For us, and for me personally, I wanted my bedroom to be a place where when I shut the door, I didn't have distractions. I didn't have things to look at. I didn't want to look at mounds of laundry. I didn't want to see kids' stuff on the floor. I just wanted a place where I could just go in there. It was typically, I like natural light. I like a place in the evening where we can dim the lights. So, I wanted it to be a very restful place, a place where we could rejuvenate and yet at the same time have some fun in. Your next question, what changes would you like to make in that space? Some suggestions include removing your electronics. Get rid of the TV. Get rid of the phones or the iPads or iPods or whatever you may have on or around your bed or that room. Is it changing linens? Is it having a space where you can sit down, like a little sitting area? Is it that you need to change the color? Does it need a new paint job in there? What changes would you like to make to that space? Some suggestions include remove your electronics, be it your TV, your iPad, your iPhones. Remove them, take them, put them in another place. Is it changing the linens? Is it changing the color? Be as creative as you want in that area. For some of you, like Elisa and I, we don't have a creative bone in our body. And that's truly honest to goodness. We are not creative when it comes to decorating our home. And so we actually went out and hired somebody to help us make this area and other areas of our house special. A place where we could rest and rejuvenate. So that may be you. And if so, maybe it's just calling a friend who you know has that creative side to them to just come in and help you move some furniture around or even look at the color palette and turn it around for you. In your sanctuary, what guardrails or boundaries do you need to have in regards to this space? Is it a no kids allowed? Now, that may not be at all times, but it may be at specific times. Is it the door of this area gets locked? Is it a no piles of laundry allowed? And if the piles of laundry show up, is it just taking action and folding them and getting them to where they need to be as quickly as possible? And lastly, if your bedroom or the room that you've decided truly becomes a sanctuary for your marriage, what do you expect to change? What change is going to happen when you find this area? Is it a place where you get to really just meditate and pray in the Word? Is it a place where the two of you can just be able to relax, hold hands without having the distractions coming after you? For Elise and I, again, it's our bedroom, and something we have done for many years now is that we go to bed at around the same time. And it's a place where we just go, we read, we can discuss a little bit about what's happened through the day. But honestly, it's a time of us just being able to just put our heads down, be next to each other, and allow for just the day to end and get rejuvenated for the next. I hope if you have any questions, you'll reach out to us, let us know, and we'll catch you on the next video.